This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Hope. I'm Billy Kidd. You tried, ladies. You tried to knock me down a peg. It absolutely fell flat.
Why are you so grouchy? Did you wake up on the wrong side of the truck bed?
See?
Yes!
You see this? So Friday.
Where you've been sleeping?
Friday night, we hung out with a friend. And we were leaving, and we were all parked together in front of his house. And I was like, oh, let me show you my truck. Because you were right behind me.
Yes.
And I built a little camper in the back of my truck. This is the thing. If you go anywhere and Google truck camping, like go on YouTube, there's a zillion videos out there. So I actually built a wooden frame for the bed. There's storage underneath. There's a little kitchen area in the back that pulls out. And see, she's laughing already.
I love that you call it a kitchen area.
It's a kitchen. There's a little stove. And there's little forks and knives and plates right next to it.
My favorite part of the whole setup is there is a carpet.
Yes.
So that when he gets up, there's still a rug in the truck bed because he's not a Neanderthal.
Right.
Exactly.
My toes will be cold.
But I jokingly at the end of the video, as you guys were mocking me, said, yeah, go ahead. The listeners are going to love this in the comment.
Uh-huh.
And literally every comment. I love to camp. Another one said, camp like this as a kid. We slept in our truck for 23 out of 30 days on our trip out west in July of 2023. And my favorite comment was from a lady named Lacey. She says, I'm a full-time nomad. I live full-time in my converted ProMaster, which I think is a van. It has a queen bed, refrigerator, toilet, closet. I run off solar power and a diesel heater.
Dang!
Could you do that?
You got a toilet in there and everything? You know, I look at the tiny homes and I think I can, but in reality, I don't know.
I think it'd be hard with a family. If it was just you and Steve.
But there's plenty of people who have families who live in a tiny home.
And for the record, ladies, I don't sleep in my truck here. I don't sleep in my truck at the Walmart. It's for camping. It's for camping.
So there's never a night where Val's like, get to the driveway. You're making me crazy.
All right, are you bugging my house? It's the B-Morning Coffee Club with TJ Hope and Billy Kidd.
I cannot believe how much this wedding is draining us financially. And it's not the big things that you think. It's the little things that I didn't realize cost so much. I took the boys, Liam and Steve, for their tux rental. Steve, because he is just not a suit man, does not have a suit. And the one he does have is he was... A lot.
He's father of the bride.
He's a lot thinner then. So we're going to get him a suit.
Oh, that too.
That fits him. So I take Liam. I take Steve. The lady's doing her fittings. We're picking out, I don't know, all the things that do you want these shoes or that shoe? Yes, we're going to get these shoes. What do you want in the pocket? Okay, we'll do that. And then I go to check out. I go to cash out. And we had not discussed any price. $300. To rent a tux for my 13-year-old. Then Steve's is $280 because he didn't get a
The handkerchief?
The handkerchief in the pocket.
Wow.
And I was like, I left there going, are you kidding me? I don't even get to keep these things.
Did you think about just buying a suit for Steve after you heard that price?
Well, I don't know. We don't shop for suits. I have no idea what a suit would be
going
for.
You can easily get a suit for $300 at Kohl's. It'll be nice.
Oh, man. Well, now you tell me. It's already in the works.
Too late.
But it's too late. He'd never wear it again. Like,
yeah.
What would he ever wear it for?
What do you mean? A funeral? Like, other weddings? That's what he said.
That's so weird because he goes, well, you're going to need something to bury me in eventually.
Oh, my God. Wow.
This is what he said. And I go, you really think I'm going to bury you in a suit when I've never seen you? I've barely seen you in one twice in my lifetime. I'm not going to put you in a suit. What are you going to put me in? I go, I'm going to put you in that old fishing t-shirt that I see you in every day. I'm not putting you in a suit. There was a lot of discussion.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Going with the suits, but I could not believe it was $600 to rent two tuxedos.
That's rough. Like with Liam, I think it makes sense to rent because he's grown like a weed, and you know,
and
a month
from
now he might not even fit in his suit that
he's in the bridal party,
right.
So he had to get whatever the other groomsmen are wearing,
right?
So that's why we went there. And then while we were there, Steve's like, well, what am I gonna wear? I go, well, we might as well get you one too. So that's kind of how that went.
He should have gone with like the cane and the hat.
Like, and a feather.
Yes.
A feather in
absolutely
his fedora.
The B-Morning Coffee Club. TJ Hope, I'm Billy. The Guitars and Stars lineup for the next show. Yay! Very excited. It's coming up at 7:10. Oh, I hope we didn't make people think it was happening right now. Because we're all like, 7:10, we'll have all the details for you.
No, right now we're going to talk about just south of us. There's a museum that's been named one of the greatest places in the world.
The world.
The world. Corning Museum of Glass, recently recognized by Newsweek and Time magazine for one of the best art museums. And then Time included the studio at the Corning Museum of Glass on its World's Greatest Places list.
Mm.
So that's where you go and blow glass. You can like make things in the studio. I went during COVID and you couldn't like have your mask off. So I lost out and I had to like use a foot pedal to blow it up. Definitely a little bit different than blowing it yourself as a gaffer.
Mm-hmm.
We've done all of that stuff. And we got picked. You know how when they do the show, there's like a theater and they're like, the kids draw something and then they pick something. They actually pick one of Hayden's drawings.
That's a core memory that I was so upset that I was not picked for my drawing. I drew a very beautiful monster creation of some kind. And they were like, we're going to make an apple. It's like, you're going to make an apple?
did people? What? Did you see
did
what
you
I provided
see what
you
I
with?
It's the B Morning Coffee Club with TJ Hope and Billy, and I'm going to sound like I'm 80 years old when I say this. We had a better life growing up as teenagers. We had better places to go. So one of our friends here in the building, his daughter went on a date, like a first date.
Yeah.
And what is she, 14, 15-ish? Mm-hmm. And they went to the mall for their first date.
Right.
And that started our conversation going, it feels like that is literally the only option they have these days.
Well, and even then, like, if it's a certain time, you can't leave them there. Because Ava did the same thing. She had her first date back in high school, and she was like, hey, I'm supposed to meet him at the mall. And I go, okay. She goes, but you can't leave us at the mall after, I think it's six or whatever.
And it's at a certain
hours. And even sometimes there's, if you're just youth walking around unaccompanied, they'll still approach you. So I had to like be there.
What were you like eight steps behind them?
Which was a little lame for her, but I had to somehow be in the mall with her. Yeah. So, I mean, it stinks. Don't get to do anything fun anymore.
I don't know. When I was growing up, my mom did not like the idea of teenagers hanging out at the mall. I was not allowed to go unless I had a purpose for something I was shopping for. I was not going there to loiter. I was not allowed to just hang out. It was like, if you're going, you're shopping, you're walking around, you've got a purpose.
I would never think that way.
I wonder
that
why.
That is wild.
I wonder why she has that. Why she had that view on
kids
that.
Kids are going to loiter and smoke
cigarettes.
Yeah,
you're going to loiter. We all know loitering comes up with bad ideas.
I grew up right next to Marketplace Mall in Henrietta.
Yeah.
So me as a kid in the 80s at that mall, literally every Friday night, most of the day Saturday, and we just walked around. I mean, like, we didn't do anything bad. We weren't trashing the place.
Right.
You know, we'd hang out at the food court. We'd hang out at the arcade. I mean, as a guy, practically lived in the arcade. But there was record stores, bookstores. Yeah. Like, I literally grew up at that mall. And it just feels like it's so different. You can go to a movie as a kid, but you need a mortgage payment to do it.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at Almased.com. That's Almased.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.